I know I'm going to die, but that doesn't worry me in the least little bit. I'm prepared for it. I've put everything in place, and I'm quite at peace with the whole move. Look, at first you're in a little bit. Well, I was in a little bit of a negative thing. I didn't want to know about it. I think the reality comes in when the word is spoken. You are going to die.
I had always been healthy all my life, and I couldn't believe that there was anything wrong with me. I thought it must have been, you know, just something that they could fix. And when they told me that I had lymphoma, I told them I didn't have it. And the doctor said, well, I've never had a reaction like that before. So I said, oh, well, you'll be able to cure it, won't you? And they said, no. Living on my own, I came home and I was, you know, quite shocked, really.
That was Jim, who's been living with terminal cancer for 8 years. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, 385,000 Australians are living with cancer. That figure is on the increase as our population ages. Karen Sergees is the nursing unit manager for palliative care at the Coffs Harbour Base Hospital. She believes we need to get better at coming to terms with death.
Australians aged over 65 are just going to more than double by 2050, and we'd really need to have Australians discussing dying so that we can make the best use of our resources. And health has become very focused on making people better, and people have come to expect that when they go to the doctor they'll be told that they're going to get better. But unfortunately that's not life. We need to be able to acknowledge that people do die and we need to be prepared for it.
I don't really think I felt that I was invincible or anything, but I was a healthy person. I used to go to the gym. The thought didn't even enter my head about dying. It was for other people. But then, of course, when the inevitability is thrown at you, then you change your whole mindset. You've got two ways of looking at it. You either get on with it or you sit and wait to die. And I don't want to sit and wait to die. My husband is an excellent support for me, and my children are too, five of them. The oldest one is 58, the youngest one is 46. Look, it's a journey for all of the people involved in the family. In fact, I think they're the ones that need more support than the person with the illness, because you get the best of care. The family have to watch it all happening.
Some people avoid you once you've got cancer, some of your good friends, because they don't know how to handle it. They just can't cope with it. They can't cope with it as well as you can yourself.
It's very, very common for friends and even family to avoid someone that is terminally ill or, you know, has no hope of cure, which then becomes part of palliative care, because they don't know what to say. And that's part of the whole issue in our society today, is that we've forgotten how to talk about dying. You at least need to say, well, how are you feeling? You know, is there anything I can do? Because all those life issues still keep revolving around us, but in the process someone may be dying. You know, it's okay to cry with someone. It's okay to go around and tell jokes. It's okay to go and play music, whatever you feel comfortable doing, but at least acknowledge the person themselves.
So what about, I mean, the palliative care team? How did it feel connecting with them, and how's that been?
They're my lifesavers. Look, without them, I think I probably would have held maybe a more negative view.
It's an absolute privilege. It's hard work. It's very draining. It can be very sad, but it's also incredibly rewarding. A midwife is present at someone's birth and they see that as being a time of joy and a great gift. It's also a great gift to be with someone when they're dying. You just have to work with each person as an individual, and so we do work as a team. The staff, we all work together, and to try and help each person arrive where they need to be.
For people who are listening and maybe have just faced a diagnosis or are turning to palliative care for the first time, from your experience, is there anything you can say you could offer up?
Look, I think the main thing that you can do is to talk to a social worker. Do talk about it with your family, because if you let things just sit at the back of your mind, you stew about them, and the problem becomes monumental.
What you've got to do is see it as a challenge, you know, and say, well, right, this has happened to me. I'm going to handle this the best way I can.